welcome to Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, May 17th, 2016. We are coming live from the very rainy city of West Palm Beach, Florida tonight. I hope all of you are doing well. It has been 3 long weeks without you guys. I have been so very busy. I know. I need to figure out something. My schedule is becoming so busy that the show is suffering, and I do not want to miss. I don't want this show to suffer because I enjoy interacting with you guys. I still love that you guys have been writing in, even though I've been off for 3 weeks and still communicating with me. But yes, I have been working like a dog, and if you've got some of my emails, then you guys know that what's been going on. It has been crazy. It's just been work after work after work, and I've been having a lot of fun, and I've been tied up with some other things too. But you know, it was nice. But this weekend it was nice because I got to have a little bit of a VIP day. I got to have every so often when I get a group of people that are in my program that are going through things that are similar, I try to put together little VIP days that they all can get together and they all can share, and it allows them in a safe space to just share their experiences one after another and one with each other and form bonds and realize that, you know, there are so many of us going through some powerful growth and transformation together and that we're never truly alone. And what's nice about these VIP days is I really try to tailor it to the individuals because I want them to learn from one another. I want them to recognize patterns within themselves and patterns, you know, the destructive patterns that are limiting to ourselves. And, you know, I got to say, I'm truly proud of all my students. I really am. To see them blossoming each of, you know, every time I have these things and to see their personal growth and week after week, I got to say, I'm really proud of all you guys. So all of you that do listen to the show, which should be all my students, I'm really proud of you. I really am. Keep up the good work. Also, I have been really busy with the dog. Mira is a wonderful dog. You guys know, if you guys have been listening to the show, that I did get a dog. It is a Siberian Retriever, beautiful dog. And I have been so busy with that besides work. That is actually one of the biggest things that's been consuming my time, because if you know anything about having a little puppy, it's like having a child, and it takes all your time. You have to devote all your time. And, you know, and I wanted to, because I want to make sure that she feels right at home. She truly is a wonderful dog. I have, within the 2 weeks that I've had her so far, I have had her, I got her knowing sit, stay, command all over. She listens to me. I can walk with her without a leash. When I stop, she stops. She really is such a smart and wonderful dog. And you know what? She really fits in with my lifestyle, because you know I'm active. I love playing softball. I love biking, hiking, and we go to the park daily. And it's just, you know, and that was important to me when I thought about, well, do I want to get a dog? I needed something that's going to keep up. And let me tell you, sometimes I'm starting to wear down and she's still going. And even today we were playing and I was like, oh, okay. Mom has had enough. You know, you gotta calm down there for a little bit. But, you know, it's great because we get to go everywhere to each other. And it's nice because she loves the car. And our first road trip is coming up and I'm excited to take her on that. I'm going to see how she handles it in a little bit. We're going to leave sometime, I think, in June or July. We're going to go up north. We're going to go on a little trip and see what she thinks. But let's get into the show. So last show, which was 3 weeks ago, if you joined us, we talked about the strength and the power of the soul. And the subject of the topics were life and how life likes to test us, right? Life likes to push us and teach us. I mean, that's what life is all about. This is our school, right? Because we are in school. So of course, just like school, we're meant to be tested. We're meant to be pushed past our comfortabilities, and we're meant to learn. We're meant for us to teach each other and teach ourselves about ourselves. And, you know, and that's the funny thing is so many people in spirituality and religion and all these different ideas, we forget that common knowledge, right? We always look at life is always trying to beat us up and pick on us, and there's some angry god or goddess out there with lightning bolts or just karma just ready to come and get you and gobble you up and destroy you. But no, life is just meant to test you and teach you, to make you and to show you that you are strength, to show that you are powerful. And you know, and we forget all these things because we get caught up. You know, society teaches us it prepares us for work, right? We know how to go and get jobs. We know how to do math and science and English and do our majors. We know how to write papers. But who teaches us how to deal with our problems, how to deal with our emotions, how to deal with the struggles that we're going through? How do we find ourselves? Nobody teaches us that. It's kind of like we get thrown off a boat without a life preserver, right? And it's like sink or swim. And that's kind of the attitude, right? But we need to be able to look at it and say, hey, you know, let's take a step back here. Let's look at our lives and let's see what really is going on and learn to prepare ourselves by looking at behavioral patterns, because we talked about that a little bit. We went into behavioral patterns and addictions and how destructive behavioral patterns can be limiting and very addictive. It's no different than if we have an addiction problem to drugs or alcohol or anything or food or whatever, because our destructive behavioral patterns are repetitive over and over. And guess what they do? They cause chaos in our life, right? That's what it's supposed to do. Whenever we're doing something that's creating limitations without further knowledge, it will always create chaos. And yet we become victimized by it. We always are talking about the victim, right? We're going to talk about that a little bit again tonight, but it's so important for us to understand some basic fundamentals of life and how our brain works and how we really function in society and how we really think of ourselves. And this is what kind of tonight's show is all about. So if you missed the last show, it's in the archives. You know where it's at. Go check it out. It is definitely worth your time. Tonight, we are going to enter the shadows of the Chamber of Obsidian. Do you often struggle with unresolved emotions without any awareness of the root of the cause? Or do you often feel as if you run into a brick wall trying to release your anger and frustration towards all your past issues, only to have them continue to control your life? Anger and frustration are such a difficult concept to move past. In fact, most of us live our daily lives in anger and frustration. Our decisions are made based on anger and frustration. How we choose to socially interact and our perception of life is based all on our anger and frustration. If you take that and if we just take a moment just to think about how simple and how common sense that seems, we do make irrational decisions, make judgments based on anger and fear. Because when we're children, let's go back to our childhood again a little bit. When we're children, we're free, right? We are free. We have the world, you know, our world's our oyster. We don't know pain yet. We don't know suffering. We don't know what it's like to work 40 hours a day at a dead-end job and come home to nothing, or come home only to pay your bills and just struggle and shut it right back out, right? We don't know all that stuff yet. And so the world's our oysters. We have these big blue eyes full of wonder and excitement. And then life starts to happen, right? Because we start to learn how to lie. We start to learn insecurities, and we start to learn all these different things. Our friends betray us. Our friends hurt us. Our friends steal from us. Things happen in life. We get bad grades. We get punished. We do all these different things. And anger and frustration starts to build. And slowly that wonderful child, the full of wonder and excitement and thirst and passion, slowly starts to die. It's slowly the fire that's lit in us gets extinguished just a little bit more and a little bit more the older we get. And so when we go out in the world, when we're an adult, our decisions and our social interactions, how we perceive what we've seen around us, what we think people are feeling about us, what we're going to do to hopefully better our life, is all made through anger and frustration, because most of it is based on judgment. And we truly have become a race of pain and suffering, haven't we? If you look out at the world, if you just take a step back and you look out at the world and you say, hey, what's going on with the world? We're all in pain and suffering. We're all working from fear and doubt. And we're all working from judgment and hate. I you know, I got to tell you, the little TV that I watch is usually Animal Planet, the Science Channel, Nickelodeon and Disney and stuff like that. I do not watch any other channels other than just a few channels, because I get tired of the judgment, the hate, the doubt. I like simplicity. I don't read the news. I don't pay attention to social media that much. And when I find myself doing so, all I see is this is going on, and how we react to others, how when people make a statement or when people say something, and all the commercials are fear-based, and every relationship that we're going to go into is based out of either pain or suffering, or fear that we're not going to get something, or fear that we're never going to find someone, or they're going to cheat on us because the last person that we dated cheated on us. And our perception of life is just fueled by this anger. It's fueled by this doubt. And for what? For what? We must learn to let this go. We must learn. I mean, to be able to say, hey, something needs a shift. And no matter what, people in general are still good inside. That we are still good, regardless of the outward appearance. And you know what? I get it. For some of you spiritual people, I know you're very, very frustrated. I know it is so difficult sometimes to go out in the world and to be kind and to show compassion and to show forgiveness and to show understanding to those that just want to, that just live in this anger and pain and frustration and just really tweak you. I get it. I don't know how many, all my students, I don't know how many times I go out, and that's what I hear from so many people. Actually, I was talking to my friend last night. I have a friend staying with me for a couple of days, and you know, and we had a great conversation. But even this person was like, "Well, you know, it's really hard for me to go out in the world because all I see is people acting this way and doing this and lying to me and this." And I could see the anger and the frustration, and that creates doubt. Why should I go out there? Why should I allow people to let me be me? Why should I show people that I'm compassionate? Why should I show people that I'm caring when all they're going to do is use it against me? And that's the conundrum, huh? That's the big conundrum that we face. Why should we go do something? Why should we have to share love, share compassion, share kindness, share understanding with others when all they do is hurt each other? Because when you look at people, there's just a couple commonalities between us all. Is people are just generally afraid and lonely. That's it. You're out in the world by yourself. You're born with you, you die with you. Regardless of if you're in a relationship or you're not, you're still with you. No matter what, your life consists of you 100% of the time. And no one gives you a guidebook to these things. No one tells you how to handle yourself, how to handle difficult people, how to handle different things that pop up in life. You can do a math problem. You can write an essay. You can write for your PhD or your doctor. But you don't know how to handle your emotions. You don't know that you're operating on anger and frustration. You don't know that fear and doubt have a control over you and make every decision that is possible. And that's tough, right? But when we change our perspective and realize, hey, you know, everybody is feeling the same thing that I am, we can begin to understand others. we can begin, because even the nicest of people, even the people that seem like they have it together, most of them are still lonely and afraid. It's the most amazing thing. It is truly hard to find, but it's not impossible, but it is truly hard to find a self inside where there's compassion and self-love and caring for you, where you feel strong and independent and you feel secure in who you are. And tonight we're going to help you a little bit with that, because you know what? Aren't you tired of running into those brick walls? Aren't you tired of banging your head over and over and over into the same issues every single day of your life? Aren't you tired of constantly going out and just putting on the defensive suit and just trying to act like somebody just because you know that somebody's going to try to irk you that day, or somebody's out to get you? I know living in Florida, it's very difficult. In Chicago, we were raised with respect. We were raised that way. You respect each other. You be honest with each other. This is the way it is. Down in Florida, even when I'm at Whole Foods, we got people pushing each other out of the way because it's a privilege to be there. And people want to pretend that because they shop there, that they're better than you. And it's frustrating, because anywhere you go in life, you got people, especially down here, that are just trying to lie to you, to show you that they're not afraid, that they're not lonely, that they're not full of pain. And the more they show that they're judging you, the more that they show it. So this brick wall is because you're unaware of what you're doing. If you think about it, what happens if I put a blindfold on you and I tell you to walk in your house and we remove all the furniture eventually, and I tell you, okay, go down and walk into the next hallway and find the bathroom. Would you be able to do it without running into a wall? No, not unless you practice it over and over and over. And this is the same thing that we're doing with our emotions. This is the same thing that we're doing with our life. We are unaware of what we're doing, but yet you're putting so much pressure on you to have these answers, to have this knowledge without doing the work. If I gave you a calculus formula or some, let's take a hard subject like quantum physics. If I gave you something in quantum physics and I said, okay, well, break down an atom and give me the number of electrons without any common knowledge, would you be able to do it? No, because you're not trained. You're not taught that. And of course, we have to figure it out some way. Someone had to figure that out on their own. But the whole idea is that concept. You're trying to put the pressure on that you should know how to break down that stuff when you've never taken the time, when you've never taken the road to be taught or learn it on your own. And we're so very busy trying to be somebody else, aren't we? We'll be right back after a message from our sponsor.
KM Botanicals, a natural solution manufacturer, is committed to providing the finest holistic and purest therapeutic products. Stay tuned to see what the buzz is all about. KM Botanicals will be a way of life. KM Botanicals will promote total well-being through newer, purer, holistic products. You're one of the first in the know just for listening right now. Nothing like the others. KM Botanicals has 25 years of trust, technique, loyalty, and pure ingredients behind them, which have all come together in perfect harmony. Be part of it. Don't forget, when you hear KM Botanicals, you'll know that's the cue to begin your journey. Coming soon, KM Botanicals.
We're trying to be somebody every single day. And I can always tell by our actions. Our actions dictate what we truly believe about ourselves and what we truly feel about ourselves. And if you're observant, you can tell that. There is not a person that can lie to you if you're observant. Because when we're trying to be ourselves, it shows that we're facing rejection. We're facing rejection of self. Yeah, it's easy to fit in. It's easy to want to fit in, right? And just go with the flow and act like everybody else does and just believe what everybody else does and go on, you know, social media and make rants and bash this political party and bash this religion or spirituality and bash this society. I mean, this is what we do. Because we'd rather dive into the anger. We'd rather explode our anger and create more chaos trying to be somebody else than to be ourselves. To be ourselves, people, is the most important thing in the world. And this is a very difficult lesson. I know this sounds so redundant. And in the spiritual community and everything, we're always talking about being yourself. But even those that say that have a difficult time being themselves due to all these fears. Well, what if they judge me? What if they're going to laugh at me? They're always going to tell me. I know as a former pagan, I always was told, every time I brought up that I was a pagan, people always constantly said something to me. And it was constantly, well, oh, you believe in the devil. Oh, you do this. Oh, you know. And they have no common knowledge. And it did get frustrating because they're judging me right away. And, you know, and I had to make sure that I still became true to myself. Being ourselves is difficult. It is. It is the hardest thing you must do. And it's the thing that you have to work on a daily basis. It's something that I force my students to do all the time. I am always telling them, I'm always forcing them to be themselves. Because when we run into the brick wall tells us that not only are we not being ourselves, but we're not looking at ourselves. We refuse to look at who we are and our actions. We refuse to not look at the challenges that we're facing truthfully. And it shows that we're not trying, or we're trying with minimal effort, basically half A-double-S. That's what we're doing. We're really giving it very minimal effort just so we could feed our ego and say, well, you know, I did take this class and it really didn't. I did see this, you know, this life coach or this counselor, and I really didn't do much. We're refusing to see this. We're refusing to want this. And this is why we run into the brick wall. I had a student a while back that constantly ran into the brick wall, and it was their refusal to look at themselves. And these type of people, and if you're one of these too, if until you make the change, there's nothing that's ever going to change. You are always going to run into that wall over and over and over because you refuse to see the situation for what it really is. I mean, do we really honestly look at the challenges that come into our life and say, oh, that's truthful? Do we really look at it with a third-party perspective? Do we really look at it and see what happened for what it was? We don't. I mean, we trick our brain all the time. We're constantly thinking that we're saying, oh, yeah, no, I'm totally seeing this situation for what it is. But in reality, our heart is saying no. It's saying, no, don't go there, brain. Don't go there. It's too painful, way too painful. No, no, stop. Please don't go there. So the brain says, okay, I'll kick in. I'll kick in and say, okay, yes, I'm totally making the effort, even though we're not. We're not making it. The pain is too much based on your perception. And it is a denial of challenge. When we're not truthful with a situation, we're never going to see the lessons behind it. We're never going to see the reasoning of why it came into our life and how it's going to help us grow. It sounds simple, and I know you people are smart enough to get this, but you do not say this to yourselves when something happens. How many of us become the victim the moment something happens? We become not truthful. It's always everybody else's fault, right? It's always everybody else. We're so busy pointing the finger. It tells us that we're not being truthful with this situation. It tells us that we're in denial. Hey, there's so much pain that I'd rather not visit it. I'd rather walk away from it and bottle it all up and down there and carry around the weight and burden of that pain and suffering, of that anger and frustration. And I'd rather just carry it around than to do something about it. For people who are overweight or people who gain weight and want to lose weight, we have to work on it, right? We have to work on it. Whenever we gain weight, the whole point to, you know, eating a healthy lifestyle and exercising and doing all these things is for our body to be fit, right? So if we want, for those that actually lose weight, you have to work at it. You have to acknowledge the food that you're eating, right? You have to acknowledge the lifestyle that you're living. If it's too sedentary, if it's too active, if you're eating the wrong type of foods for your body, all these different scenarios, you have to really look at it and say, okay, I have to be honest with me. I can't cheat with this, or I'm cheating too much. You know, it's okay to have this for 1 week or this for that another. But you really have to look at it. And the only way that we become fit is through working at it and through eating properly and working out and doing all these different things, getting our hormones fixed and causing the inflammation in our body to go down and all these different things. But the people that don't lose weight always have an excuse, right? They'll sit there and say, oh, well, you know, I just don't have time for the gym. I don't have time for this. You know, I work so much. I always got to eat out. I got to do this. There's always an excuse because they're not being truthful. And it's the same with your life. You have to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? I want you guys to say right now, those of you that are, I want you to admit right now, yes, I am angry and I am frustrated. I am angry and frustrated. I am hurt. I live in fear. I live in doubt. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. To acknowledge that, that is the step that we want to take in the growth, in the transition to begin to see this stuff. That stops. That takes a little piece of the wall down because, hey, now we're finally being honest. We're finally being honest with ourselves. What, you know what? Yes, it's going to hurt sometimes. When we face things, it's going to be uncomfortable. But it's not going to be as uncomfortable as you think it's going to be. I don't know how many of my students and how many people I've dealt with that have said, you know what, Ms. Raina, I thought that when you said that we are going to revisit these situations over and over, I mean, my eyes got, you know, big and it looked like a deer in a headlights. I was so afraid. But once I revisited, it wasn't as bad as the first time. And the more I revisited a situation, the less angry I was, the less frustrated, the less hurt, the less painful it was. And the more I understood, the more I was able to change the perception, the more I was able to look at things in a different way. And it's a beautiful thing, people. It really is amazing. But when we're not being honest with what happened, it's because we're choosing to see what we want to see. And you must wake up. You must say right now, you must choose to no longer live in denial. But that's what most of us do, right? We really do. We are so good at living in denial. Some of us classify it as being tough, right? I mean, I was a tough person for a long time. And now I'm tough in a different way. But I'm also very sensitive and I'm also compassionate in ways I could never allow because I was so afraid that I was going to get hurt at one time. But, you know, but we're so good at putting on the big girl panties or the big boots and walking a mile and keeping going to just show how tough we are. And that is an illusion because in truth, we feel weak. We feel that if we break down, if we admit that we're angry, we admit that these things bother us, that we admit that we feel betrayed by our friends or this or that or whatever's going on, if we feel that if we admit to this stuff, it makes us weak. And the only thing that makes us weak is when you choose to ignore it. The longer you hold on to this, the more you try to be tough in the world, the more you try to be someone, the weaker you actually are. It's an amazing shift in the human spirituality and the human growth and the human transformation when you choose to acknowledge who you are at that moment. And remember, people, if you just heard what I said at that moment, who you are at that moment, who you are at this very moment is so much different than who you'll be tomorrow and who you'll be in a week from now and who you'll be in a month from now and a year and 5 years. Because as long as you choose to see things truthfully, as long as you choose to be, say yes and understand and be aware of the pain and suffering and to look at self and to try to truly give it an effort, it changes everything. You'll grow. Your transformation will accelerate. It's truly amazing. And you know, the funny thing is when I deal with this with some of my students in the past and present, and I'm sure in the future, there's a period that I go through with them constantly where I have to always like battle this. And for like a month or two, which is, you know, all we're doing is banging our head over and over and over because they refuse to look at themselves. In conflict and in challenge us, many of us say, let's ask this. And when conflict and challenges happen, how many of us say, that's my doing. Oh, my fault. I'm sorry. That's my doing. Or oh, hey, let's look at this situation. What part of this situation was me? I guarantee you not many of us actually ever do that. And if you do, maybe you're just starting to do it, and maybe if you say, oh, I do that all the time, maybe you do. Maybe that's the illusion. Maybe you're in denial. And because most of us always point the finger. Most of us are always saying, well, it's their fault, and it's my friend's fault, and it's their fault. It's never our fault. Everyone always does us wrong. How many of us are the victim of everyone in the world doing us wrong? This is, if you can't ask yourself, well, what part of this was me? Where was I in this thing? And you're just blaming everything, or I mean everyone. We're never going to allow ourselves to grow. You're, the moment you point the finger is the moment you actually change the perception and the outcome of that situation. And guess what, people? You just created the brick wall. You just threw it up even higher. And you know, isn't that funny that you are creating and building that brick wall every day? So if you're really tired of that, then start to choose you. Start to choose to accept it. Start to choose acknowledgement. Because when you create that brick wall, guess who's in charge of you? If you said the survivor, ding, 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 you got it, the survivor. Yes, the survivor has its grips on you. Why? Because the victim in you got its butt whipped. It got beat up and tossed around, and the survivor kicked in to save you. And that's why you point the finger. That's why you got to be tough. That's why you can never look at it and why you always say it's everybody else's fault. Once the survivor runs you, you have lost any battle of awareness. You will never find awareness as long as the survivor is controlling you. You're too busy running away. Why? Because you're too busy justifying your hurt. The victim needs to justify the hurt every day. Every day you go on social media and you make fun of some person or a political party or religion or you're fighting with people's comments all the time, or you're going on in the world and you're always angry at this and you're running away from people. This is the survivor. This is the survivor kicking in. Well, I'm going to show you that you can't boss me around. I'm too busy running away to justify my hurt, because I'm not going to show you that I'm hurt. Hey, I'm tough. Do you know where I'm from? I'm tough. And it's an amazing thing. Think about your life for a minute. Think about your life. Think about the people that you interact with, even the passive aggressive people, even you people that are passive aggressive that don't say much. This is the opposite. Instead of going out into the world and being totally aggressive, you're flipping it inside and beating yourself up. So instead of trying to prove to somebody else that you're worth it, you're too busy allowing yourself to beat you up so you don't have to have people beat you up. And then the survivor kicks in. Well, you know, and then the victim kicks in, and it goes back and forth with passive aggressive people. Oh my God, the battle with between the victim and the survivor is a turbulent one. It sometimes seems easier even with the people that are just angry and aggressive outside. At least the survivor is in most of the control. The victim is in control too, but the survivor really has the grips. But with passive aggressive, oh my God, it is like you're in the middle of a ring and you have two boxers just beating you up from side to side and whatever, and neither of them are ever going to win, because when one knocks you one way, the other one knocks you right back, and it's just round and round and round. It's truly amazing. So when are you tired? Are you tired of being on this boat yet? Are you tired of this stuff? So how can we find the root cause if we're running away? How can we find the root cause if we're too busy blaming everyone else? Or maybe we're too busy blaming ourselves to the extreme and beating ourselves up. To be aware means that you want to get over it, that you truly, truly want to get over your pain and anger, that you truly want to no longer be the victim, that you no longer want to be the survivor, that you want to be you. And the choice has to be made. We'll be right back after these messages.
A message from the life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina@icloud.com.
Do we really want to truly get over it? If we really do, then I want all of you to make a soul promise to yourself right now and keep it, because this is going to change your life. I want you guys to truly make a promise to yourselves and say, I truly want to face myself. I truly want to release this pain and anger, and I truly want to become who I am. So how do we become more aware? How do we heal? Well, we must first enter the chamber of obsidian. So what? Well, Miss Raina, what is the chamber of obsidian? I'm glad you asked, everybody. The chamber of obsidian is a ruthlessly honest place. It is all about honesty at the most direct point. It is raw love and healing. Healing at its most profound way. And lasting, it lasts. It is a deep, profound, lasting way. The relief and transformation are immeasurable. It does not. When this type of healing takes place and occurs, and that it changes the course of your life forever. It is very protective. It is very relieving. It is never, or sorry, revealing. It is never, ever harmful. The Chamber of Secrets, or the Chamber of Secrets. I got Harry Potter on my mind, don't I? The Chamber of Obsidian is a tough and boot camp type play. It's actually what my program is based on. This type of work is what I do. It is tough. It is honest. It is raw love, but it's always very protective. My students, we have Hell Week a lot of times, or Hell Month, and a lot of them are going through that now, and they know it is in your face. It is honest. It is, once you make that agreement, there's no turning back, but it is the most transformation that you're ever going to see. It brings out, the chamber of obsidian brings out any hidden pains, any hidden fears or old wounds that are buried so deep within that we want to avoid. And this is often what happens. I know many of us look at us and we're saying, well, Miss Raina, I have tried to search for myself and I don't know what it is. I feel the pain. I feel the anger. I feel the fears. I feel the insecurities, but I don't know where they're coming from. Every time I meditate, every time I look, I'm either brought back to the same thing or I get nothing. Well, the chamber of obsidian will bring out the most hidden pains and fears and old wounds that we've avoided or that we don't have the eyesight to see. It shows us our unwillingness to love and accept all parts of ourselves. And this is big, people, because the chamber of obsidian allows us, it shows us that what we've denied ourselves, our unwillingness to really love ourselves. And there are so many of us, when I ask people, do you love yourself? There are so many of us that will say yes. But if you live in anger, if you live in pain, if you live in suffering, if you live in denial, if you live where you're the victim or the survivor or people walk on you, if you live in all these different things, if you live trying to be somebody else, then guess what? You don't love all parts of yourself, if you love most of you. But the chamber of obsidian will bring that out, will show you the parts that need the most love. It's truthful. It is truthful that we don't love ourselves. And it's amazing how many of us will. It's why we don't want to work on ourselves. It really is. Think about that. It truly is the reason why we don't want to work on ourselves. Because the truth of the thought of us realizing that we don't really love ourselves is so very painful. It's more painful than the things we hold on to. And that's the crazy thing. Think about it. That is so crazy to think about, that we are more afraid to realize that we don't truly love ourselves or parts of ourselves that really need the compassion, the understanding, and the love. So we'd rather hold on to the external pain, the illusion, the lessons that are supposed to teach us in place of self-love and in place of facing our challenges. You know, it is scary, people. It is scary sometimes. But the more you need to be right, the more you need to push your beliefs or push your way on somebody, or you're always telling people that they're stupid or society's stupid and nobody gets it and everybody's just a moron but you, the more you have to do that, the more you have to try to be somebody other than that, the more it shows there is absolutely no self-love. It shows that you are so afraid to face yourself that you'd rather look at everybody else as morons or idiots or whatever you say, to boost yourself up, to make yourself feel a false sense of love, to make yourself feel valuable. And isn't that what we need to transition? Isn't that what we need to shift? We need to shift it. But don't you want to live a free life? Don't you want to live free of self-doubt, of self-criticism, of self-judgment? Don't you want to release all that anger, all that fear, all that pain, and all that resentment? Wouldn't you rather live with self-love, with self-confidence, to go out in the world and truly be who you are, regardless of what everybody else thinks? Don't you want to have self-respect? Imagine living life with respect for yourself. Imagine living your life with happiness and peace and understanding, especially when challenges come. When you put yourself through the chamber of obsidian, you learn through the harshness of this chamber of how to handle future challenges with grace, with understanding, with compassion, and with love. You have so much self-confidence and self-love and self-respect that doubt is no longer an issue. Self-criticism is no longer an issue. You're not going to judge or fear anything because you're confident in who you are. You love yourself so much, regardless of what anyone else thinks about you, regardless of whatever comes out you, because you've been through hell and back. Yes, the chamber. I know I want that. I know I chose that a long time ago. I said, yes, I, Miss Raina, I want self-love. I want self-confidence. I want self-respect. I want for me to be happy. My happiness, internal happiness. I want to find peace from the chaos within. And I want to understand myself more than anybody. And you know what? When I chose that, people, everything in the life shifted. That doesn't mean that challenges aren't going to happen to us. Challenges are meant to happen to us. And each challenge is going to make us transition. It's going to make us grow. It's going to be make us have more awareness of who we are, where we need to work on, and it's going to help us understand each other. I know I want that. But in this chamber, you first have to make a choice. And I'm telling you this, this has to be a true choice. You have to choose you. And I've said that 6 times already in the show, but you have to choose you and you have to mean it. Because once you make that choice, and heed my warning, once you make that choice, there's no turning back. Once you enter this chamber, once you enter this spiritual boot camp, there is no going back. Those doors shut, and the only way to go out or to get through it is to go through it and to find the door on the other side. The chamber won't let you. You made that spiritual contract with your soul forever, and it will not let up until you surpass the challenges, until you understand what it wants you to understand. By choosing you, this is what it means. By choosing you, that your willingness with 100% heart, your willingness to face your fears head on and truthfully. No more denials, no more pointing the fingers, no more blaming others. You're willing to accept whatever comes to you without being the victim, without being survivor, without poor me, without saying, oh, the world's beating me up or God's punishing me or whatever the situation is. You're willing to accept whatever comes. And by choosing you, and this is important, with my class this past week, and we talked about this, you are choosing to take responsibility for your life. And that is going to be one of the toughest challenges in the Chamber of Obsidian. You must take 100% responsibility for your life. You cannot hide once you're in the chamber. You cannot lie once you're in the chamber. There is no turning back, and the chamber will show you, confront you with the truth. It will confront you with the cold, hard, raw facts. It'll relentlessly do it, but in a loving way, because it knows and it understands. It puts the test in front of you because it understands that the only way that you're going to get through this is by doing this. And that's one of the reasons why the work that I do is very effective with my students, is because I understand the chamber. I know what type of work people really need to do. Why? Because I've done it 100 times. I've done it 1,000 times in this lifetime alone. And I still continue to do it, especially when a challenge does it. Of course, yes, it's going to bring up the cold, hard truth. But by taking responsibility, you're pledging to own who you are and to be your authentic self. To no longer go along with what others say, to no longer to do what others want. If you don't want to do it, you're going to speak up and say, you know, as much fun as that is, I really choose not to. Oh, you know, I'd rather go see this movie. You know what? I really want to eat this today. You know what? I really want to stay home. I really don't want to. You're going to choose. When you go to get a job, you're going to say, you know what? Well, this job is either a job that I'm going to grow in, or it's a job that's taken away from you. And you're going to be able to make those decisions because you're going to be authentic, because you're going to be serving self and no longer others. You're going to be able, you're pledging to look at self with a different perspective. You're pledging to work in honesty and truth from here on out. Honesty and truth. That is a wonderful thing, people. Now, imagine if everybody in the world worked in honesty and truth. That means when you got up in the morning, not only honesty just doesn't mean what comes out of your mouth. Do you work in honesty? Are you truthful with your work? Do you, when you talk with your friends, your family, your relationships, and you do different things, are you always being honest and truthful to yourself and to whatever it is you're doing? That is what working in truth and honesty is all about. And you must release self-judgment. You have to. Self-judgment has no place in the chamber. It has no place when we truly take responsibility for ourselves. Because what is self-judgment? Self-judgment is just the victim punching you in the face over and over. Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? That's all it's doing. And when you love yourself, when you respect yourself, and you face your fears and accept it, there will be absolutely no form of self-judgment. We all do these things, people, that we're not proud of. We all do things that are embarrassing and painful to revisit. But I promise you, as a guide, I promise you that nothing will be too painful for you and nothing too difficult to face if you allow yourself these permissions. But you must love yourself enough to realize the painful challenges, and that the painful challenges are going to make you stronger. It's going to make you grow. It's going to bring more awareness. It's going to bring more alignment to your soul. Your victim and survivor are limiting you. They're all and always will. They will always keep you in this limited thing. They will always make you bang your head up against the wall. And if you're not tired of banging your head up against the wall, well, then keep banging it up against the wall until you're truly tired of it or until your spiritual head starts to bleed. Truth, honesty, responsibility is true freedom, people. It's power and it's true healing. You are only going to heal through truth, honesty, and responsibility. And that is the only way. For those of you who call yourselves free spirits, you are not a free spirit if you're conditioned by society. If you are conditioned by society and you're in anger and pain and suffering, all that, you are not a free spirit. You are fooling yourself to give yourself value. You are not working in truth, honesty, and responsibility. And in this chamber, you must find self-expression. And this is a key. You must be able to express yourself for who you are and the way you feel at that moment. Allow yourself, people, to feel the pain, to feel the hurt, to get angry, to punch up Bob or whatever, to get angry. Let that emotion out. You must relive these challenges again and again and again, always gaining a different perspective. Allow yourself to kick and scream, people. Allow yourself to cry and express yourself, and allow yourself to feel everything. Feel everything. Allow yourself. The chamber is not for everyone. This is not for everybody. This is only for people who truly want real healing, who truly want to live their life as them, who truly want real spiritual freedom. And the chamber is only for people who are really ready for it. So if you're tired, people, of pain and anger and frustration, if you're tired of running in the brick wall and you're tired of being unhappy, then enter into the shadows of the chamber of obsidian. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed being back on the air, and I promise you I am going to make a pledge to you that I am going to start rearranging my schedule so that therefore I can get back to doing my shows almost weekly, you know, maybe anywhere from three to four a month, like I used to do. But that's my pledge. I'm going to work on it this weekend so that I can start looking at my schedule and rearranging it so I know I have time, because you guys are just as important to me as my own personal time. And I really enjoy interacting with you guys. So anyways, if you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on our Facebook at facebook.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. That's all one word. You can follow me personally on my Facebook at facebook.com/ The Life of Raina. You can visit our website at soulandspiritguide.com and sign up for the newsletter, people, and receive special hidden shows, special VIP access to the website, and special offers from the guests. And if you'd like to, you can always email me, because I absolutely love it. You guys know that. At thelifeofraina@icloud.com. I want you guys to have a wonderful week and be safe, guys. Enjoy your week, and I will see you next week. And always remember to believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities or our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you, and have a wonderful night.